Welcome back to Prophecy Today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung, and as I mentioned, we're here at Broadcast Central in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Returned from a long trip there in Edmond, Oklahoma, back to Chattanooga, trying to get a bit of rest before we go back on the road. Next week, we'll be in the Atlanta area, and then after that, down in Alabama once again. We'll give you all the details on next week's program of Prophecy Today. Well, as promised, Itamar Marcus, who heads up the team that monitors the Palestinian media, now, their website address, powellwatch.org. Let me suggest you bookmark that site. I have it bookmarked, and I get information, alerts from Itamar and the team about what the Palestinian media is actually saying, which is key to our understanding of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that actually has been going on for about 4,000 years. Itamar, thank you for being available, and I want to talk to you about your latest alert that you sent to me, and I'm sure all of your list on your website there that have asked to receive this alert. It's talking about Fatah, who has a brand new video with a song in it, "Let Jerusalem Be Freed of the Jews and Prepare Jewish Graves." Now, before we get into that particular video and song, talk to us about, remind everybody who Fatah is.
The main political party in the Palestinian Authority, the political party that Yasser Arafat ran and then continues with Mahmoud Abbas, is Fatah. So when we talk about Fatah, we're talking about the voice of the Palestinian Authority. Fatah originally was a terror organization. They claimed in 1993, when the Palestinian Authority was started, that they would put down their weapons and they would now be a political movement. As we have seen over the years, they have a very, very active terror branch. They've done many suicide bombings. Today, they are a little bit quieter, but when we see from videos like this that they posted, they have not yet really freed themselves from their terror identity.
Well, let's talk about that video that is in your alert. It's a video talking to the Palestinian people, wanting to incite the Palestinian terrorists to let Jerusalem be freed from the Jewish people and prepare for Jewish graves. Now, this is a video that's on Palestinian media, but it's not only that, it's a song that many of the Palestinian people are singing. Is that correct?
Yes, this was put on Fatah's official Facebook page, and I'll discuss Facebook in a moment. The words are outrageous, and it's talking about, referring to the peace that was made between Israel and the Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates, two Arab countries that finally decided to stop hating Israel after all these years and make peace, something Israel's wanted all along. So this song starts, "When the Arabness becomes heretical." They're saying that just making peace with Israel is heresy, and therefore you, Jerusalem, should wait for the Knights of Allah. They're turning it into a religious war. The Knights of Allah are going to free you of the Jews, and this will be the Jews' graveyard. Now, this song, that Fatah chose to put this song on their website, on their Facebook page, is an outrage, first of all. But that Facebook agrees to post this song is a double outrage. Facebook would never post this kind of hatred if it was directed against any other ethnic group, if it was directed against Muslims, if it was directed against African Americans. They take these things off in a second. But when it's directed against Jews, Facebook allows it to stay. Now, they claim that they don't, and we have been reporting this to them for years, and this is the kind of stuff, this is the kind of hate that still appears on Fatah's Facebook.
This is total inconsistency by Facebook, and the fact that not only do they take your site down often for even reporting the truth on the Palestinian terror, but Fatah is using Facebook to promote terror and anti-Semitism, is it not?
Absolutely. There have been so much anti-Semitic material on Fatah's Facebook page. In fact, I recently checked and it was still there. They had a video describing Jewish history in Europe as the Jews in Europe were scheming against the whole world. The Jews in Europe were living in ghettos, not because they were actually placed in ghettos, which is the truth, but because they built ghettos to separate from the non-Jews so that they can scheme and plan to subjugate the world. This was put up over a year ago. We notified, we wrote about this, and yet it's still there as I looked, as I checked a few weeks ago. It was still there. So the anti-Semitism comes up, and the anti-Semitism stays on Facebook page of Fatah.
Well, let me talk just a moment. You mentioned earlier in our conversation the UAE and, of course, Bahrain with the Abraham Accords signed between Israel, the United States, and those two Arab nations. I understand there was a delegation from the United Arab Emirates who wanted to visit the Temple Mount, Al-Aqsa Mosque. They came, and at that time, the Palestinian Authority and Fatah actually went out after these Muslims from these two different Arab countries. Boy, they are going after everybody and anybody, aren't they?
Absolutely. On Fatah's Facebook page, they put a cartoon of the Arabs coming from the Gulf countries, going to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and they were walking through a boot, literally a picture of a boot, and on the boot was a Star of David, meaning they were going through Israel to get to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and therefore, they shouldn't go to the Al-Aqsa Mosque. These are people, the Palestinians, for years, they think the world revolves around them. Nothing is allowed to progress without them. The Arab countries can't make peace with Israel if they don't like it. It's an outrage. It's an outrage that anyone takes them seriously, and tragically, many, many countries in the world, including Western countries, take them seriously. Iran takes them seriously, I expect. Syria takes them seriously. Hezbollah, they all support them. But why do the European Union support them, the European countries? Why did the United States under Obama give them all this support? When you have leaders like this who are doing everything they can to undermine peace in the world and to glorify and reward people who murder civilians, they should be ostracized. They should be treated no differently than Iran. They should be boycotted because they are no different than Iran. Iran has more potential for danger because they're building a nuclear bomb. But in terms of ideology, in terms of hate promotion, there is not that much of a difference, and the world should treat them as they deserve to be treated.
Let me remind everybody that the Al-Aqsa Mosque, located on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, that's the Pewter Dome building, not the Gold Dome building, but Al-Aqsa Mosque is the third most holiest site for Islam itself. Number one would be Mecca, number two, Medina, number three, the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. However, the Palestinians accused the UAE delegation of desecration of this most holy Muslim site. I mean, total inconsistency, I would believe. Do you agree?
Absolutely. They're saying they're desecrating it because they came with Israel's permission. They don't want them to come with Israel's permission. They want them to come. I mean, you obviously, in order to come into the area, you need Israel's permission. But they didn't want them to land at the Israeli airport. They wanted them to come through Jordan, across the Jordan River, and come by bus or by car through Jordan. They don't want them to come through Israel. So that's their outrage. And again, what the irony here is, this is the Palestinian Authority that probably one of the highest, if not the highest, recipient of foreign aid from Western countries in the world. How can they be giving a country that is filled with so much hatred, how can they be giving them so much aid? That's something that we at PMW, Palestinian Media Watch, have been talking about and warning about and not imagining how this continues to happen all of these years.
Well, that's a great question for the leaders of these nations of the world, and how they treat the Israeli-Palestinian conflict with total inconsistency. That is the evidence that I've just given you in my conversation with Itamar Marcus, who heads up the team, Palestinian Media Watch, as to how God's word is right on target when it talks about, for example, in the book of Ezekiel, Malachi, and the little book of Obadiah, what will be the end result of the Palestinian people. We'll go more in depth on that when I take a look at the book in a moment, right here on Prophecy Today. Itamar, thank you for not only your service to the rest of the world about what really the Palestinian media is saying, but also thank you for your time to give me a conversation right here on Prophecy Today. Hope to have another one real soon down the road.
Okay, good talking to you. Have a good day.